perspective. We got the cool, we got the muscle, and you know we effing rule. We are the Geek Crews, we are the Geek Crews, alright. We got the know-how, we got control, we got the knowledge, and we tell you how it rolls. We are the Geek Crews, we are the Geek Crews, alright. We are the Geek Crews, we are the Geek Crews, tonight.
Hello, and welcome to episode 197 of Geek Grills. The Geek Grills podcast is supported primarily by our patrons, and you can become a patron at www.patreon.com/grills. I am Ray, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Linda.
Hello there.
And Ember.
Hello.
And today's topic is alternate Memorial Day celebration. So basically, like, what is happening around the world on this day? For us in America, it's Memorial Day. What are other folks doing? So we will be getting into that. But first up, what have you girls been up to? You want to go first, Linda?
Sure, I'll go.
You're on the list.
I'm on the list first. My name is first. Okay. I finished Mr. Goose.
Yay! Oh!
And his little bell actually rings. I put a little ding jingler in there. So I just need to get him shipped out. He's actually, I thought he was for one person, but they actually commissioned him for somebody else. So he is going to Missouri. So I have to find a time when I can get to the post office, which is impossible because it closes at 4:30, and unless it's Saturday and then it closes at 1, and I don't usually get up before 10, but you know, I'll figure it out.
That's adorable.
I love him so much.
He's so puppy, I'm gonna die!
He turned out so good.
He is super cute with him.
And he has a clapper.
Yes. I started making a Grogu backpack. So I had the inspiration photo, and I started making one. So I've got the beginning of the little body, which is the actual bag. And then I found a placemat pattern, which I am okay. It got stuck on itself. So this I'm folded in half, so this is going to be his face, and then I'll make some ears to go on the side. And I just got to figure out how to do his feet and maybe a little cup, so he's holding a cup. I'll probably do like,
you could probably use part of one of your Pokemon patterns for feet.
Probably. I have to see what I've got in my stash of patterns, my two giant boxes of patterns. Be like, what do I have? What do I have? I worked on my wings, and I changed up the entire plan for them almost completely because I was going to try and cut them out of one big piece of fabric, but I realized that I need four sides, basically, like two to stick together for the original plan, and I only have enough fabric to cut it out twice in one big piece. So I'm probably going to cut it up into several smaller pieces and then sew it together. I have already wrestled the leather needle into my machine, and I got the stupidly thick thread, and I have bobbined it, and so now I just have to cut out the pieces, sandwich them in between stuff, and sew it, and hand motions.
Do the thing, avoid the thick error.
Yeah, avoid the thick error, hopefully, because I have the right needle this time. Because I'm going to be working with that fake leather stuff that is stamped with scales. So we'll see how it works. It might be floppy and weird and not work at all, but yeah, I'll get there when I get there.
That's what he said.
After last week's episode, I was inspired to watch some Ghibli movies, so I basically, Matthew went up to Gigabytes, which is a gaming place near us where he was playing Kill Team, which is minis. It's like Warcry, Kill Team are the same kind of vein-ish. And so while he was doing that, I just slapped on Ghibli movies and was sitting there crocheting. So I was just like, ah, this is so wholesome. Hello, Totoro. Then we had a board game night. We got to play some cool games, which Ray will go into. And then she and I had walkies on Sunday at the Smyrna Market, which is a very interesting place that I might be able to set up a booth at, and because I didn't get to go to MomoCon this year. So take my crochet stuff. It's like $10 for one weekend for your booth. It's Sunday. They do them on Sunday. So it's like $10 to set up a booth for a day, like 4 hours of selling time. You know, I'll just see later in the season, because it's going to get a little too hot for people to want to buy warm things. But maybe...
Literally.
Yeah, because it goes until October, so I think maybe end of September, early October, I could set up and do one. But can you not, Jack? Anyway.
But plushies are always in season.
That is true, so I'll see. I'll see what I'm leaning towards, because September and October is going to be busy.
Yep.
So, that's me.
Right. What about you, Ember?
Well, I had a bonfire party last night, and that was really nice. A whole lot more people showed up than I expected, so I'm really glad it was outdoors. Or I would have been, you know, gotten nervous and started making people show me their vax cards or something. But it was wonderful. The Davises came and brought little Nora. She's like sort of kind of my goddaughter. Like, her dad asked me to be her godmother, but then she actually got christened and has like a godmother, but I'm kind of like the witchy godmother. So they brought her over for the fire, and it was her 10th birthday. So it was like all my really weird friends and then the kids making s'mores. So it was exactly my kind of party. And they brought me this vodka. It's honeysuckle vodka.
Ooh.
I am very much looking forward to trying that. I just kind of hid it away. That's for me. I made some jewelry. I had to replace stuff I sold by mistake. And then I made a few more things to get on my damn shelf at the coffee shop. And then, luckily, one piece I posted, I already had given it away. But my mother-in-law immediately started messaging me and wants the same one. So I have to make another one. And yep. Ship it to Canada. But that's okay. It was the cool, I don't know if you guys saw, but it's like, it's got a pendant that's a book with like clockwork, like a steampunky book, mm-hmm. But then I have a key offset that hangs on it. And I gave it to my friend Tanya, who's a teacher and just got a new job at a new school. And my mother-in-law wants one. And some of my cool gothy lilies are blooming. Oh my gosh, they're so gorgeous. One that opened the other day was like black. And then the one that opened earlier, was it yesterday or today? I don't know. Long weekends confuse me. Is like, Rob's messaged me. He's outside. He's like, there's another one that opened and it's like vampire red. You have to come see. And it totally is. So I'm really happy about those. And I'm looking forward to next year when there's even more of them. And we've got this long lasting because we had those like those black tulips and then the purple ones. And then we've got the lilies and next the gladiolus will be coming. So bit by bit, phase by phase.
Very cool.
What have you been up to, Ray?
Let's see. I had an ATE meeting. For staff or people who are interested in joining staff for the LARP after the end.
I don't know what ATE was. I saw the notes. Yeah, I'm like, you ate a meeting? I don't.
yeah, so my character's got maybe a year left, tops, like 4 or 5 games, and she'll be done. And that's the only character I've had for, good God, how long have we been playing this game?
I don't remember.
It's 4 games a year, so it's, yeah. It's not a lot of games, but it's a lot of time. But it's the only character I've had. I have no other characters really, like, coming forward in my head. I'm like, well, why don't I see about, like, maybe, like, taking on, like, more of a full-time monster, and, like, something to be more useful to people, as opposed to just a player who's, like, not really committed. Like, why don't I just, like, help out on the back end? So that's what the meeting was, like, everybody who was interested in doing stuff like that, and kind of like, here's the expectations, and here, and we'll go over, like, rule reminders, because we're all like, we don't remember rules at this point, it's been over a year since we played, I don't know what do. but that was fun, and then we did board games over with Matt and Linda. We played the Coraline board game, which is unforgiving.
Hard. It's unforgiving. We lost.
Well, because there are only, you have to have certain cards to do certain things. And if your hand only already has those cards, and you stupidly discard it thinking that there'll be another card that does the same thing later, no. You're SOL, and that's how I balked the game, because my first hand was like the win card, so I'm like, okay, we can't win without this card, I have to keep this card, and then like two other cards that unlock stuff, and I'm like, I have to get rid of a card to do anything, I'll be fine, I'm sure there's another card that unlocks something, and I discarded it, and no there wasn't.
Oh no. Yeah, how hard is it to learn, by the way?
It's not very hard at all. It's a cooperative game. So you are playing with the other players to try and get through the story deck, Coraline story deck, while fighting against the Beldam's deck, which is the antagonist of the movie. So you all are trying to work together, because every time you have a turn, you have to flip over and the antagonist card, and it does something that messes you up.
Okay.
And once you run out of Beldam cards, which are the antagonist cards, if you haven't won the game, you lose.
Okay. I just wondered, because I bought it for my niece for her birthday, and my sister is just stressed out by the idea of if she has to read too many instructions and it's too hard to learn.
The booklet is this big, and the play instructions are on, like, one set of pages.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the draw, the starting draw cards can be pretty harsh.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was good. And then we played the Vendetta Vampire the Masquerade game again. It is. We all did different characters. I think next time I will probably just stick with the Nos, because I had a better understanding of that. I tried to do a Tremere, because I'm like, creepy blood stuff. And, nah.
I'm looking forward to board game nights again. That's next.
It was good. And then, on Sunday we did the Fresh Local Market, which is in the downtown, like, Smyrna green area, but there's a little park nearby, which is where we used to do walk, like, Sunday walks anyway, because it's very nice, it's a little lake, you get to see little ducks, there were baby geese, there were little ducklings, I was so pleased.
There was Turtle Rock,
there's a nice gazebo that people usually do, like, wedding ceremonies, or like because it was Sunday, we had some guy out there who was doing his thing, but that was cool, that was fine. It wasn't like an aggressive thing, it was a very mellow thing.
Soft Christian rock thing going on over there. That
perfectly
was
fine. As long as you're not being aggressive at me with signs and telling me I'm going to HE hockey sticks, which he wasn't, he was nice.
No. I think I don't know. I don't know what denomination it was, but it was one of the chill ones, so... yeah, Turtle Rock was just this little outcropping where there was, like, 8 turtles trying to vie for sunning space. So we called it Turtle Rock.
Yep, it was super cute. Yep, and then I tried to do art, but I still can't draw yet. I don't know what the heck's going on. So I've just been going through and...
Ugh, spoken like a coloring. True artist. People say, I can't draw, and I'm somebody who can't draw. It's like, stop it, yes you can!
It's hard to describe. It's not working. I've been trying. I'm just gonna go back to like. So I've gone through my art book and like colored more line art that I've had. So this was supposed to be one for I was gonna do a Kofi.
It's so good.
So, and then I might still do it, but I might just like use that for Twitch and update. Because that one's not as colorful. And then I did my D&D girl for the retirement game. Basically, it was like, what do you do after this big adventure? I'm like,
it's art! It's art!
Like, I'm just going to the beach. That's all I want to do with this character. She just wants to chill on the beach. So, that was kind of fun. I tried to do a stream of Sailor Moon Another Story. But the mod that I downloaded to the emulator... Like, all the... I looked up, like, multiple websites, like, how to use my keyboard to play this game. And none of the keys worked.
Like, oh, no.
It started, and I immediately, like, was able to hit the space bar and go to the, like, load a save game or start a new game, and I could not get it to start a new game. Like, I couldn't get it to enter, and I'm like, well, F this! I'm gonna play Stardew Valley, because I just want something fun, and I'm really upset right now. So, maybe someday I'll get to it, but I just got so mad I just uninstalled it all again.
Oh.
I did watch Pompoko, because I am still I have a rough sketch of the icon for the last episode. And I'm like, oh, I should watch Pompoko. And it's actually, like, I really like Pompoko. It's kind of like, it definitely has that same environmentalism vibe that Princess Mononoke does.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it's done is like a documentary about these raccoon spirits. And them basically trying to, like, stop this development and clearing off their mountain and getting rid of all their forest space. It's really, really cute. And after a while, it's not as distracting until they make it distracting.
Fair. Okay.
But I do still have a plan for that drawing. So that was my weekend.
Mm.
All right. So
Vax life is so good, isn't it? Like we're doing actual things, not like I stayed in my house some more.
I watched more things. Yeah, we actually talked about that too, because we're trying to figure out like what is it too early to have a LARP, because CDC hasn't really like said anything about like large gatherings yet, so we're like okay, we want everybody to have their card, but what about masking? What, like, we want to enforce that? How are we going to enforce that? Because it's hard to hear sometimes, and you do like tar star blah, and what was that? I couldn't hear you. What'd you hit me with? I don't know.
Yeah.
As a nebulous thing right now. Yeah. But it was a cool thing. It was an interesting thing to talk about. But, all right. It's May 31st.
It is.
It's Memorial Day in America.
It's not always May 31st. It's whatever.
It's not. It's,
Well, it was originally designated as May 30th, but now it's like whatever the last Monday of May is.
Yes. So we're going off of. This year, Memorial Day is May 31st, so here are all of the other holidays we could find. On May 31st? There may be more.
There probably are. I mostly use, like, Wikipedia and time and date, so I'm sure there might be some other stuff, and some of them are interesting.
probably a lot of them are... There's got to be some that are a better reason to have a barbecue than, like...
Fallen soldiers.
Yes. Memorializing people that died in a war. And it's just, I don't know. Not only do people forget that's it, they mix it up with stuff. I mean, I can't fault them. It's not all bad. Like, my family goes and decorates, the like, my grandparents' graves on Memorial Day. I'm like, that's not, I mean, whatever.
I thought about that, but, like, all my grandparents are in Florida. My grandfather, who was in the war, World War II, is in Florida, so I can't really get down there. It is usually the start of summer, and I believe... Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, I almost wish it could be something like, you know, a remembrance, like it being a, you know, decorate the graves kind of day. Like, I wish that was the narrative, if that makes sense.
Well, people do. I mean, but there are, like, a lot of people that do, but there are a lot of people that just... I mean, it's a long weekend. It's the beginning of the summer. And so it's just a holiday.
Yeah, like, I know locally for us, like, schools are out now. Like, it's... So I'm like, okay, well,
like, cool. For instance, apparently today is National Hamburger Day. Now, that makes a whole lot of sense for our long weekend.
We did have hamburgers today when I went to visit my parents. We had stuff on the grill.
They didn't even know. I made pistachio-crusted lamb with a pomegranate reduction today.
Ooh. We had lamb, too. Like, we had lots of meats.
We just did pork chops. It's also macaroon day.
Now, is it macaroon as in the little fluffy, like, coconut things? Or is
coconut
it macaron?
No,
it's coconut.
Okay, it's two O's.
Two O's. The 2-O one. Not the really hard-to-make ones, the easier-to-make ones.
The coconut ones.
I wish I'd have known that, because I use Ina Garten's macaroon recipe, and it's so easy, and I love them. This would be good to have an excuse to make them.
All right, and I'm going to admit right off the bat, some of these don't have much as far as, like, written about them. So, like, it's Angula Day, which...
It's more for everyone's, you know, edification.
Yeah.
Angula? What?
Angula.
It is... In Angula. It is Angula Day. But yeah, that's all I had on there was just, it's Angula Day. And I'm like, okay.
I've never heard of that one.
I mean, maybe it's in Angula, maybe it's their version of, like, a 4th of July?
Memorial or something.
Public holiday
observed
on May 30th. It's the National Day of Anguilla, a British dependent territory. Like, it doesn't say...
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's celebrating their independence. It's their Independence Day. It's celebrating their independence from St. Kitts and Nevis in 1967.
Well, happy Anguilla Day to the people who live in Anguilla.
Yay!
Yay!
One of the weirdest ones I see in the list I'm looking at is, it's Necrotizing Fasciitis Awareness Day. So, like...
Yeah.
Maybe we should have had Gina on again. Like, wait.
Well, okay, so... Let's break it down. Necrotizing fasciitis is some sort of medical condition.
It's
awareness
okay.
of that medical condition.
No, I think I missed the whole awareness thing, so I just heard necrotized fatigue, and for some reason my brain was like, necrofashionista?
No, World Goth Day was last week.
I'm like, okay. I was very lost for a moment.
The world's hippest goth. I don't know. No, the world's hippest lich is what it is.
There you go.
Is a necrofashionista.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, no, that was last week. There was a big picnic in Charlotte and everything for World Goth Day. I didn't make it. I'm not ready for that big a group of people I don't know yet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, even when we went to, like, go to the market, which was, it's not huge, but we were like, and masking up time.
Yeah, there wasn't going to be enough space to keep separate, so.
Yeah.
But it was fine. Nobody was grumpy about it. And about half people there had them, and other half.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it was just because I knew we'd be close. And there's, like, everybody was really nice, and it was sweet. And that little boy with his lemonade was the cutest thing ever.
Yeah, I had to buy some juice from this one stall because the boy, who looked to be about 6 or 7, had apparently wanted to have a lemonade/juice stall since he was 4. And now he was finally getting his chance. So I had to buy the hibiscus lemonade. I had no choice.
Well, that sounds really good.
It was, oh my god, it was so potent.
I love hibiscus.
I had to cut it with ginger ale.
Wow.
It was really intense.
I'm excited now because he also had a pineapple lemonade. And I told Scott and Scott was like, ooh.
Yeah, it was flavorful.
It's apparently National Autonomous Vehicle Day. That's got to be a new one.
Okay. Autobot Day.
Oh, yes. There you go.
I see you, Tesla.
Let's just call it Autobot Day from now on.
We'll just call it Autobot Day. It's fine.
That's what Linda wants. She wants Autobot Day.
See, I find that no way surprising. Day as well.
World No Tobacco Day, yeah.
Put out your butts for one day at least.
God, yeah, just
somebody
stop
should
smoking.
Have told me. I was bad yesterday. I got a vape, but I'm trying to quit. And that didn't happen yesterday.
It's hard.
I see you wrote up here Christian Feast Day. Which one?
Yeah. So there's, that was one of the ones that's on Wikipedia. And they then listed like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Camilla Festisa de Verano, Hermias, these are different ones, Pertinella, Visitations of Mary for the Western Christianity, and May 31st, Eastern Orthodox
Liturgical.
Yes. And I'm like, okay, so it's not just one. Like,
many saints have a feast day on today.
Yeah, so like wow. I just looked at the Christian feast day, like what the heck's a feast day? I'm like, oh, okay, it's a saint thing.
Yeah, it's
yes,
the same
it's
thing.
It's you venerate a specific saint for, and it's
Catholics
interesting. They, that's how
all back, over that stuff.
back before the Reformation, like literally the feast days was how you kept time on your calendar. You'd be like, okay, well, we'll meet after St. Bartholomew's Day. Or we'll meet on the feast of so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I just assumed, like, oh, it's a bunch of saints, so it's got to be a Catholic thing. Like, all the saint, like, right? And I keep forgetting, like, oh, no, it's all of Christianity. It's just the... Okay, I'm going to shut up now.
I mean, Catholicism has the most saints.
There's a lot of saints.
So... I think some joker had to have done this on purpose. Like, somehow, also on the same day, our National Speak and Complete Sentences Day and World Parrot Day. So, here in the U.S., it's a national holiday, or it's a national one, is the Speak and Complete Sentences. So, apparently, we just have to say everything twice? Or just respond in kind?
I don't know.
You could combine it and speak like a parrot day. No.
So I just make annoying noises. So what's different? No.
Oh.
Burp, burp.
Be careful.
Now, if you want to imitate Pomplamoose, it's scream. It's that really high-pitched whistle scream that he does.
Yeah, because he decided to learn how to make the same noise as the fire alarm.
Yep. When he's really annoyed and he doesn't want you in his room anymore, My friend's parrot will make the sound of the fire alarm to get you to leave.
It's very effective.
Tricky.
It's the really high-pitched, like, it's run out of battery sound. Yeah, it's that sound.
I love him, but I hate that sound. And he knows it.
Oh, man. I had a cockatiel, and that bugger would just scream constantly. Constantly. That bird sucked.
Let's see.
So, yeah. So it's National Save Your Hearing Day. So stay away from pamplemousse.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got here.
There's so much. What you think upon Rose Day. Like, I'm curious about the origins of some of these, and which ones are actually, like, I don't know,
and
sanctioned somewhere?
What is Gawai Dayek? Because it is apparently the beginning of Gawai Dayek.
So, it said on one of them that it started on May 31st, so I don't know if maybe it's on, but if I go to Wikipedia, it says it starts on June 1st. So
maybe it's, like, midnight?
Maybe? Like, that's what I was thinking, or, like, maybe it's off, like, if they have a different, like, lunar calendar or something, but I don't know. But apparently, Gawai Dayek is an annual festival by the Dayak people in Sarawak, Malaysia, West Kalimantan, and Indonesia. I did it! basically, it's they refused, the British colonies refused to acknowledge it. So it's basically just a cultural celebration. So it is now recognized and is a public holiday. The form of acknowledging the Federation of Malaysia. It became a symbol of unity and aspiration of hope for the Dayak community. So, yeah. Like,
yeah, that's great.
Learning about different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Like we do.
Yes.
Is the one you were asking about, Ember, the Castile-La Mancha? Day of... Is that how you pronounce that? Day of Castile-La Mancha?
Castile-La Mancha, yeah.
Yeah.
That one commemorates when Castile-La Mancha's first regional courts were opened.
Oh. So a lawyer's holiday.
Right? It's an autonomous community public holiday. So, like, everything closes, kind of like our Monday thing here.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a bunch of events. They have, like, sports and exhibitions and traditional music performances and showings of locally produced movies. Mm-hmm.
More
Nobody
movies.
Wants to see that. tastings of traditional foods and drinks, including wine, presentations about scientists from the region, and communal meals. So that sounds like a lovely place. And yeah. Castile-La Mancha, like, the picture is straight out of Man of La Mancha. It's like windmills. It's predictable picture.
Beautiful windmills. Let's see.
I saw Bob Ross paint a windmill the other day. I turn him on a lot, his Twitch channel, on the weekends. Just it's good chill to have going,
and it's nice and chill. It makes me very sleepy.
He just had this like, I'm gonna show you how to do this. Let's make a windmill. I'm like, oh my god, I've never seen this before, and I was so engaged. And it's so funny to watch the chat. I love the chat because they treat it like a video game stream. They're like, oh, ruined, and you know, all those kind of comments when he does the big tree trunk in the middle of everything. And but they have moderators now, so you get these little history bits about the school and his son and what's going on, you know, there.
Aww.
And you know, when he died, and there's people that show up and don't realize he's not alive and there. Cool. And that's always weird. But somebody was like, they'll ask what episode it is, and they don't have the bang command that everyone can use, just a mod can, to see, to show the episode, season, and number. But somebody said it's the one where he paints a mountain and some trees, and I just
Thanks. Thanks, man.
Very helpful.
It's like, well, he's not wrong.
Look, I need to know where in the history of him raising baby squirrels we are. Like, has
right?
he raised baby deer yet? Has he released the squirrels? Like, I just need to know what his pet situation is at the moment. Like, that'll help me nail down the timeline.
That still lives in the yard. Peapod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had the one that would, like, sometimes, like, just on his shoulder, and it's just like,
yeah, today it occurred to me, I wondered, we were watching some really early episodes. They had really old ones on, like Young Bob, barely any fro. And I was like, I wonder if Bob just never mastered drawing, like, painting actual animals. Because there is so much talk in so many episodes about the little bunnies that would live over here, and the little birds mm-hmm. over here, and the squirrels over here, and he never puts any of them in a painting. They're all in his imagination. And I'm like, I think Bob wanted to paint them and couldn't and was sad. Like,
oh.
Anyway, I digress. But, you know, that's what I did with a lot of my Memorial Day. I recovered from my party watching Bob Ross.
Painting was going to be on my agenda, and I got distracted with markers.
Alright. What is Jags McCartnet Day?
Let me see if we can find more on it, because literally it just says it is a public holiday for general okay. population in schools. So, Jags McCartney Day in Turks and Caicos Islands. Let me see if I can find more.
Here's where we Google Yay! Live, folks. Yeah.
Look.
There's a lot. There's a lot of them.
There are an awful lot.
Yep. let's see.
But for what I see in Turks and Caicos on the lower search, it is a National Heroes Day. So very much, yeah, it sounds like it's very similar to Memorial Day, but it's named after a particular person.
Remembering James Alexander George Smith, Jags McCartney, who became chief minister, highest in the country, founding leader, statesman, nation builder for the island. And then he passed. No, he did all that by the age of 31. Wow.
So it used to be National Heroes Day, and then this guy died in a plane crash, and they changed the name of the holiday, apparently. That's different.
Yeah, well, I mean, I suppose he did a lot, so...
Yeah.
He did a lot for the island, so cool on...
Yeah.
I mean, what a cool thing to have. I mean, why just add to the list? Let's let him have this one. He just have that one.
Yeah. And then there's also a couple bank holidays.
Yep.
They're just called bank holidays.
Yep. Reconciliation Day in Australia, mm-hmm. which is a public holiday observing and celebrating Aboriginal Australian culture and promoting cultural exchange and understanding, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I do like that.
So that's referring to, like, Aboriginal and modern culture having reconciliation.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Wow, we need some of that.
Yeah. I know.
We need some of that in the United States, please.
Yep. Let's see. Am I running low?
Yep. Royal Brunei Armed Forces Day.
Yep. Let's see. So in the Wikipedia, it just talks about, I believe it is like...
Well, it's probably to honor the Royal Brunei Armed Forces, I would
yeah,
think.
It, Military Respect Day.
Where is that? I don't know.
I might be mispronouncing that. I do apologize if I am.
Yeah, I don't know where that is. Does anybody know
Royal
where
Brunei
that is?
Forces. Yeah. Yep. Like, if you go to the Wikipedia, it has a lot of information about the forces, but not so much about the specific day, which I believe it's literally sounds like it's a like a Veterans Day.
Yeah.
That makes
and
sense.
And then we have a Harvest Festival.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I'm like, Harvest yep. where? It's May.
It's Malaysia. It's
definitely not here. It's Malaysia? Okay.
It's Malaysia.
Are they on the same hemisphere as, like, Australia? Because they would be going into...
Like opposite.
Opposite. They'd be going into fall right now, I think.
Well, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
This says it is the end of the Harvest Festival. It started on May 1st. No, they'd be
going in... If they were on the opposite hemisphere, they'd be going into winter by now. So it would make sense if that was the end of their Harvest Festival.
The Kaamatan, a form of Harvest Festival celebrated annually in the state of Sabah in Malaysia, and is celebrated by ethnic Kadazan Dunsans, as well as other related ethnic groups in the state, lasts the whole month of May, ends with a big public holiday on the 31st, a date selected by the priestess known as the Boba Hizam. And there's just beauty pageant, and that's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I looked up the actual, like, weather to see what's up there, because it's like 82 in Malaysia today.
Well, Malaysia's. I'm.
Well, not today. Tomorrow.
Malaysia is above the equator. Malaysia's above the equator, so it. Yeah, I don't know what harvest they're doing. But there's some sort of harvest. I mean,
it's a whole month. That's good.
Yeah, harvest doesn't just happen in the fall. By the way, you can. Yeah. There's bunches of things that get harvested all year round, but.
Well, yeah, but usually it's like a big. We're not going to be able to for a while when people establish festivals for it.
Mm-hmm.
Dance performance, bodybuilding competition, arts and craft performances, competitions such as hitting the gong and folk sports. Neat.
Hitting the gong competition?
Yes.
I suppose you must have to race to the gong or something.
You can see who hits it the best, who has the girthiest ring. What is the gong competition?
It sounds to me like who like hits it the best to get like the best ring. Like
the best
can
sound?
You feel it through your body?
I guess.
I don't know. Awesome. I want to know more about the gong competition. We do it backwards in the States. We gong people to make them go away. Oh, there's a gong shooting thing. Maybe they're shooting it.
Maybe.
I want to know. I feel like I've seen it in an anime, and I can't quite recall the scene, but somebody was hitting a gong.
And they have, like, for the summer festivals, they have the giant drum, the taiko drums. Mm-hmm. Boom, 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 boom.
I just remember
Japan,
seeing...
Those are fun.
I remember seeing the taiko drums in Disney World. They were very nice. It was a lovely, lovely performance.
Isn't there one at the end of the race in the Wonder Woman movie when they're still on the island?
There's a big gong.
When they get to the end, isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably a big gong.
I thought she rang the gong to be like, it's over!
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. Something. Most of what I'm finding is it's target shooting. Apparently it's a common way of doing target shooting that I've never seen anywhere.
Well, I mean, it would make sense. The closer you get to the center, the better the sound would be. So the more bullseyes you get, the you know, wider the sound. Wider. Not the right word.
And you totally couldn't cheat that one. Like
the more resonant the sound will be, the closer you are to the center.
Yes.
The more you feel it in your body, like through your bones.
Well, and the longer it would last... With mm-hmm. the design of most gongs.
Yeah. Because if you just ricochet off like the edge, it's going to go burk.
Right.
Like no sound at all.
But in the center, the wave patterns would interfere mm-hmm. with each other less and just continue.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
Sure, why not?
As a musician and a marksman, that makes sense to me. God, I want to go and find a place near here that does... Archery. I need an archery range.
They don't have any archery at your Ren Fair?
There. It's.
Probably youth just one little crappy booth like they have at ours.
Yeah.
It's multiple booths, but those bows and arrows could use some love.
Yeah. And I would love to actually get, like, an actual bow and practice, because I'm a fairly good shot. I've gotten bullseyes multiple times at Ren Faire, even with the crappy bows and arrows, so nice. I think that would be...
Who's been hit by your LARPer arrows, you are a good shot.
Sorry.
Let's see.
Boffin.
Then, apparently it's also Indian Arrival Day, if you are in Trinidad and Tobago. It's a holiday celebrated on various days in different nations of the Caribbean and Fiji, commemorating the arrival of people from the Indian subcontinent to their respective nation. Hmm. So, like, different areas have it in different times, mostly in May. So, on the 30th or the 31st, according to the other calendar, it's Trinidad and Tobago. So that's cool.
Cool. I think we covered everything we found.
Yeah. I think we've hit every one of them.
Lots of
things. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
Get out of my bag, cat. You don't belong in there.
Okay. We're all good.
And of course, you know, all honor and respect to our fallen soldiers.
Yes. I wish more people understood that this is a day of remembrance. It's not a day of celebration. But
you can celebrate National Hamburger Day.
Yes.
That's okay.
Or if you don't have school anymore for the summer. You'll be done. All right. So, girls, what are you most anticipating right now?
You can chime in by emailing us at geekgirls@gmail.com or also tweet us at geekgirls. There, I said it.
Okay.
I skipped ahead. Sorry.
Now we can go into what we're anticipating. We have a script. We gotta go by the script.
Scroll too far.
We went too far. I will go first, I guess, because I'm chattery. I'm chatty today. I'm looking forward to shipping out Mr. Goosey.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. I have to put something in there to, like, stuff that bell so when the box doesn't come, it doesn't, like, jingle. That'd be pretty funny.
If that person has a cat, that goose is cooked.
Yeah. I don't know. I just make the commissions, okay? Once they go to their new homes, it's up to the person who has them to take care of them. I hope he'll take care of Goosey. I'm gonna try and finish up the backpack, because I don't think it'll be too difficult. And then I'm probably this week gonna sign up for a booth at Smyrna Market for later in the season. I'll see when it strikes my fancy. Maybe I'll do July. My lord, I'll need a fan to take with me. Or maybe later in the season. I'm just, you know, September and October is when things are going to get busy. Because things are going to be starting back up.
Yep.
So I just have to kind of play it by ear, I guess. But I will be going. I think that's a good investment. It's $10 for a day, you know?
That's a really good table price.
If I sell one pocket, I'll make back my money for the for the table.
Exactly.
So, Amber, what about you?
I'm looking forward to watching the rest of Lucifer. I was not able to binge all the way through, although I did watch an episode right before the show. I was like, all right, we have time before a show. You want to watch another one? And I am enjoying this weird season very much. It feels like I think this is the last season. It was announced at some point it's going to be the last one. So they're trying to give us all the things. The musical one was weird. Mind-blowingly weird. But I am enjoying Lucifer as always. So I'm really looking forward to that. And that's about it. I don't have, book club. I've been invited to a real life book club thing. And I took advantage of that because they're doing like a historical thing, and I'm trying to make myself finish my friend Ken's book, and I keep putting it down. But now, like, because I'm going to this book club on Thursday and have to talk about it, I will have to get it done. And I am looking forward to it because it is good and he values my input, so I gotta finish the thing. What are you up to, looking forward to, Ray?
Well, our local nature center apparently is going to have a carnivorous plants workshop where you can make your own, you get a bog, like a little, I guess, bowl, where and they provide you for taking the workshop with like some pitcher plants, the dew plants, and a Venus flytrap, and like go through like how to take care of them and raise them. And then afterwards, they're having a carnivorous plant sale where you can buy more of those plants, or if you... Unfortunately, the workshop sold out. Literally, as soon as I got home on Sunday to sign up, I should have signed up on Saturday when they announced it, because by the time I went to sign up on Sunday, it was all full. And a little sad. But I looked up how to take care of them, and... I'm still intrigued and look forward to maybe getting a pitcher plant or two. So that would be fun.
Yeah, no, we were walking on Sunday and like out of nowhere, I know you probably were thinking about it in your head, but you just went out of nowhere. I'm so excited to get my Venus flytrap. And I went, what?
I saw your post and I was like, I want to be a bog witch. Maybe I'll go.
I know. I'm like, I want to do this. That sounds fantastic. But yeah, apparently the same guy who's doing the thing, the workshop that morning, which is like 10 to noon or 10 to 11, is also the one who's selling the plants afterwards from like noon to 5. So I'm like, I will just do that then, since the workshop filled up. And then I'm still trying to figure out if I'm going to Ren Faire this upcoming weekend or the weekend after. This all depends on what they are serving at the tea house. Because honestly, my dad's like, I want to go again. I'm like, okay, well, I want to go when the tea house is doing the tiramisu trifle, because that's two of my favorite things. So whenever he announces that on Wednesdays, when he usually posts the menu, I will let you know, Dad, that we are going that weekend to Ren Faire.
A friend of mine, by the way, was just at your Ren Faire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, DJ Spider, Susan, friend of the show, she's helped me with research a few times, but we haven't had her on yet. But she DJs at Dragon Con. I don't know if you guys ever saw her there. But she was just posting pictures, and she was at your Ren Faire in her medieval Wonder Woman costume.
Oh, awesome!
Yes. It was fantastic cosplay. And I guess it was her first time at that one, and she just loved it, and now they're going to go back, like, regularly.
Awesome. Yeah, like, the last two weekends is, this upcoming one is the Scottish Festival, which would be appropriate for my dad. Well, would have been appropriate for my dad. Now we know that we're Irish and not Scottish, so... And then the one after that is the cosplay weekend. So I'm good with either. They do not have... One of my friends is like, if you go, like, can I give you the Star Trek kilt thing so you can ask some of the kilt people if they would be able to do that? Like, give me a picture of it. I'm sure I could ask.
Yeah.
Because apparently Star Trek has released, like, an official, like, tartan pattern.
Oh, neat.
Yep. Yeah, so.
Right on. Well, remember, folks, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on most Monday evenings. Our next one will be on June 14th, because next Monday is going to be our production meeting. So we will see you on the 14th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
And in addition to the subs and bits that we get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons. You're the greatest girlfriends on the internet. You can become a patron at www.patreon.com/grills. And if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch.
And another way to show your support is by leaving us a review. You can do so on any of your podcast catchers. Leaving a review is free, and they help our ranking, which helps other people find our podcast. Also, you can join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you'd like to help spread the word.
Great. And when can we find you on the interwebs? Where can we find you on the interwebs?
Now. You can find me on Twitch and Instagram under the name madcap_misc. That's MISC. And you can check out my store at madcapm.com.
I can be reached at 9of12 on Twitter and Twitch. And you can hear me on the Heresy and Hearsay podcast.
And you can find me on Instagram under Dappledame and on Twitch as Ray Ino. All right. Well, thank you for listening, everyone, and good game.
GG!
Simon Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.